每件事情都需要有方法。
Everything requires a technique.
灵性的长进也一样的需要方法。
In the same way, spiritual growth requires certain strategies or techniques.
或者是 method.
Methods.
那在应用这个方法的时候，就是一种训练。
And when we employ a certain method, it's a type of training.
在训练的过程呢，通常会受一些苦。
In the course of our training, we will face some difficulties.
那受苦常常会带来一些好的结果。
And this type of suffering during training will bring certain results.
好，所以有几句很有名的话是这么讲。
And there are certain famous phrases that say this.
说没有受苦就没有胜利。
No pain, no gain.
没有荆棘就没有宝座。
No thorns, no throne.
没有胆汁就没有荣耀。
No gall, no glory.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
No cross, no crown.
前面是受苦，后面是好的结果。
And we endure suffering, then the result is a good result.
上个安息日我们提到内在的信念。
And last Sabbath, we spoke about the internal spiritual discipline.
有这个内在的信念，才能够进一步来做外在的信念。
And it is through this inner spiritual discipline that we can proceed onto outward spiritual discipline.
那内在的信念呢？我提出了三个项目。
And we brought up three points under the inner spiritual discipline.
第一个就是默想圣经神的话。
First is to meditate and ponder on the word of God.
第二个做深入的祷告。
Secondly, it's to engage in in-depth prayer.
第三个甚至做禁食的祷告。
And the third is to engage in fasting prayer.
那如果有这三样，再加上今天我们所要讲的三样的外在的信念，那么我们灵性一定会长进。
If we implement the three inner spiritual disciplines and add on our spiritual disciplines, then we will have spiritual development.
灵性长进会带来我们生命的改生活形态的改变。
And our spiritual growth will bring about a transformation in our lifestyle.
灵性长进会带来真正的喜乐。
Spiritual growth in turn will also bring true joy.
有时候人以拥有来成为一种快乐。
Sometimes people will take possessions as a source of happiness.
但是常常人拥有很多，好像有快乐，但是没有那种真正的喜乐。
But we find that the more things we own, it may seem that we are happy, but we're not actually joyful.
有时候人拥有的越多，他的生活会变得越加的繁杂复杂。
And sometimes the more we own, the more complicated our life becomes.
有时候我们发现简单才会有真正的平安跟喜乐。
We will discover that in simplicity we find true peace and joy.
所以外在的灵性训练第一个项目就是过着一个尽量过着这种简单实在的生活。
The first method of outward spiritual discipline is to have a simple lifestyle.
我们不要忘了，我们有内在的丰富来做基础。
We should not forget that the foundation is to have an inner abundance.
内在思想，在思想神的，在思想圣经当中，我们里头很丰富的存有神的道理。
When we meditate on the word of God, we have an abundance of the word of God within our hearts.
在这种深入的祷告里头，我们里头被神的爱所充满。
When we engage in in-depth prayer, we are filled with the love of God.
那我们外在上能够尽量努力来过着一个简单的生活。
Hourly, we should endeavor to have a simple lifestyle.
那这样表现在我们看得到的生活里头呢？我们是拥有那一种自由。
Then in our visible lifestyle, we will find freedom.
能够不受这个物质的 这个辖制跟这个左右。
We will no longer be restricted by the material things.
那这其实是生活当中的一种自信。
This is a type of confidence.
有些人好像没有了什么，他就很惶恐，很害怕。
When some people don't possess anything, they feel fear.
那我们一个基督徒虽然没有拥有这些外在看得到的，但是我们很有自信。
But for a Christian that may not have these material things, we still can have great confidence.
在这个时代，如果能够摆脱从世界来的这些残累，这其实是一种美德，是一种福气。
If we can put off the burden of materialism in this day and age, this is a type of virtue and blessing.
有人这样来描写现代人的生活。
Some will use this description of current lifestyles.
说有人是太忙而太疲惫。
Some are too busy and therefore too exhausted.
那有些人呢，又是这个很无聊，很空洞。
And some are too bored and therefore too empty.
那所以有人在就在想说，到底是我拥有物质，还是物质在拥有我？
And we may even ask ourselves, do we own these things or do these things own us?
真的仔细想一想，很多人的他的时间，他的空间是被一些生活的附属品而来占有。
If we think about it, a lot of our time may be taken up by gadgets.
很多人的时间空间是被生活当中的一些吵杂、一些活动所来占有。
And our time and space might be taken up by this noise and these possessions.
如果稍不留意的话，真的我们会变成物质是主人，我们不是主人。
If we are not alert, we will find that our possessions are our masters, and we no longer master our possessions.
在古代啊，有一个很有名的将军。
There was a famous officer.
General.
There's a famous general.
他很会带兵，很会带兵打仗。
He was very skilled at leading his men into battle.
那当然他自己本身呢，也有很好的武功。
He also was very skilled himself.
那平常没有战争的时候，他有一个嗜好。
And in times of peace, he would have a certain nickname.
就是他喜欢收集一些古董。
He would have a pastime, which is he liked to collect antiques.
因为他有钱所以他买得起很贵重的古董。
Because he was very wealthy, he was able to buy very expensive antiques.
所以他就有时候就擦拭着这些古董，一边来欣赏他所收集的这么好的古董。
And he would have the opportunity to enjoy his great collection of antiques.
有一次他在擦拭某一件 古董的时候这个不小心那古董从手中溜出去了。
Once he was observing one of his antiques and accidentally dropped it.
那他的身手很好，他一翻身把那个东西给接下来了。
And he reacted very quickly, and before it fell, he picked it up.
但是他吓得出了一身汗。
But he was so shocked by the incident, he was sweating.
所以他一边用袖子擦着汗，一边说好险啊。
And with one hand, he wiped away his sweat, and he also said, such good luck.
但是后来他又这么想。
Then he had another thought.
我在带兵打仗的时候从来没有这样子吓出一身汗来。
When I lead my men into battle, I have never been shocked to the point of sweating.
今天为了这个古董，我吓出了一身汗来。
But today I've experienced this type of shock just because of this one antique.
到底我是主人呢，还是这个古董是我的主人？
Am I the owner of this antique, or is this antique my owner?
哦，稍微不小心的话，我们的生活会变成这样子。
If we are not cautious, then our life will mirror the life of this general.
哦，所以我们要训练自己能够过着一个简单的生活。
We should train ourselves to lead a very simple life.
哦，这样我们才能够更专注于神。
Then we can be more centered on God.
哦，我们才能够更专注于那个。最有价值的永生。
Then we can be more focused on this eternal life.
哦，所以我们必须要看见，必须要承认，在我们现实的生活当中是有许多的病态不平衡。
We should observe and admit that in our daily lives we have a lack of balance.
哦，那而且有些是啊是不合理的，是一种病态。
And that there are some sicknesses.
哦，那啊，甚至呢，可能是不合乎圣经的原则的。
Or we may even hold on to principles that are not biblical.
哦，所以我们一个基督徒，当然我们不是一个物质主义者。
As a Christian, we should not be materialistic.
哦，但是一个基督徒当然也不是那种形式上的那种苦修的人。
At the same time, Christians should not be legalistic.
哦，我们是很合理的，很平衡的。
We are very reasonable and calm.
啊，我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let us refer to the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33。
三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
哦，这里最下半句话说这些东西都要加给你们了。
The second half of this verse reads, all these things shall be added to you.
哦，一个基督徒不是否认物质上的需要。
A Christian does not ignore the necessity of physical things.
哦，主耶稣也没有告诉我们说我们不需要这个世界上的物质。
And the Lord Jesus did not say we do not need these material possessions.
哦，所以主耶稣在这里说这些东西就是这些物质都要赐给你们了。
That is why in this verse it says, all these things which are these material things shall be added to you.
哦，那个重点在于优先的秩序。
But the main point is what is the priority?
哦，主耶稣说我们要先求神的国，神的义。
And the Lord taught us that we must first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
哦，让主耶稣在我们的生活当中来当王。
We should make Jesus the king of our lives.
哦，不是生活当中的某些事情或者某些人来当我们的王。
And no person or possession in our lives should be our king.
哦，那再来要追求这个神的义。
We should also seek the righteousness of God.
哦，就是追求做对的事情。
Which is a pursuit of doing what is right.
哦，这样是能够帮让我们从很多的忧虑里头出来。
This will help us to leave behind our preoccupations.
哦。如果主耶稣是我们的中心，
If Jesus is our center,
生活不会有太多的忧虑挂虑的事情。
We will not have many worries or anxieties.
哦，如果什么事情是我们生活的中心，
But if anything else is the center of our lives,
我们生活一定是很多的忧虑。
Then our lives will be filled with anxiety.
哦，如果某一个人是我们生活的中心，
If any one person is the center of our lives,
我们的生活里头就会有很多挂心挂虑的事情。
Our lives will also be filled with worries.
那所以主耶稣说，你们要先求神的国，神的义。
This is the reason why Jesus taught us that we must first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
哦，让我们的生活简单了，我们才能够真正的来求神的国，神的义。
It is only when we simplify our lives that we are able to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
哦，那这不等于我们就不能够有这个拥有。
This does not mean that we should not, that we cannot have all these material possessions.
哦，我们看到圣经的这些古圣徒， 有的人他们也是拥有很多。
If we see the examples of believers recorded in the Bible, there were some who actually were quite wealthy.
哦，但是他们都训练自己过着一个简单的生活。
And yet they train themselves to lead a simple life.
哦，神永远是他们生活当中的主。
God was always the master of their lives.
哦，所以神对他的财务是有主权的。
And God was the master of their possessions.
哦，所以他的财务也能够很慷慨的来跟别人分享。
And these old-time believers, they were able to generously share their wealth with others.
所以有简单的生活，我们才能够真的去反映出神的国是多么的有价值。
It is only when we lead a simple life that we can show how valuable it is to be in the kingdom of God.
哦，在这简单的生活当中，我们才能够真正的用我们所拥有的去为神来做事情。
It is only in this simple lifestyle that we can use what we possess to do things for God.
在这种简单的生活里头，我们所做的才能够是真正的来为主而做。
And in this simple lifestyle, we will be able to do things for the sake of God.
那到底我们怎么来锻炼这种来训练这种简单的生活。
How are we to train ourselves to have this simple lifestyle?
哦，就是甚至我们在生活当中要弃掉一些第二好的事情。
We may need to eliminate other secondary things from our lives.
哦，对一个基督徒来讲啊，我们可能会有的会有的现象是我们拥有太多的第二好。
And for Christians, situation we might face is that there are many second best things in our lives.
哦，基本上来讲，基督徒所做的事情通常都是好的，都是有意义的。
Generally speaking, those things that Christians do are good and are meaningful.
哦，但是跟主耶稣比起来，这些是第二好的。
But when we compare these things to Jesus Christ, they are secondary.
哦，那因为生活当中有太多这个第二好的，所以让我们的生活变得不简单，而变成很繁杂。
But because there are so many secondary things, in our lives, that is why our lives become so complicated.
好，再来第二个信念呢，就是这种，在简单里头呢，会让我们能够安静独处。
And the second method for spiritual discipline is to be quiet and in solitude.
哦，这个简单就是为了让我们拥有更多安静独处的时间。
And the simple lifestyle is to help us have more quiet and alone time.
哦，一个很繁杂的生活不可能拥有这种安静独处。
A very busy life does not have, it's not filled with quietness.
哦，所以这个独处就是能够从繁杂的世界里头出来。
And solitude is to be freed from a very distracting world.
哦，那这是一个很有智慧的一项信念，一个做法。
This is a very wise method.
哦，安静跟智慧是有直接的关系。
There is a direct relationship between quietness and wisdom.
那智慧能够真正来扩展我们的眼界。
And wisdom can broaden our horizons.
哦，那有这种智慧才能够帮助我们来做出以神为中心的决定。
It is this kind of wisdom that will help us make decisions that are centered on God.
哦，我们常常要做一些决定。
We often need to make decisions.
哦，那如果说我们是先求神的国，
If we seek God's kingdom first,
哦，那么我们所做的决定是不是以神为中心呢？
We should ask ourselves whether the decisions we make are centered around God.
哦，我们在做决定的时候都会有一个展望。
When we make a decision,
哦，我们都会对未来做一些的perspective 对 future perspective.
And when we make a decision, we have a perspective that's directed to the future.
那我们是不是以神为中心呢？
And is this God-centered?
那这个跟智慧有关系。
This is related to wisdom.
那智慧跟安静独处有关系。
And wisdom is related to quietness and solitude.
所以主耶稣在训练门徒的时候，他也训练他们这种安静独处。
When Jesus was training his disciples, he also taught them about solitude.
请看马可福音第一章。
Let's refer to the book of Mark, chapter 1.
马可福音第一章三十五节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 35.
次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
这是主耶稣，他本身是这样子的在实行。
And this is Jesus' own habit.
他旷野的地方安静独处。
He went to a solitary place.
再请看马可福音第六章。
Let us also refer to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音六章三十一节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 31.
三十一节，主耶稣说，就说你们来同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇，这些因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。
31, and he said to them, Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat.
在那种忙碌的生活当中，主耶稣带门徒到旷野安静的地方。
During their very busy lifestyle, Jesus took his disciples to a deserted place.
32节。
32.
他们就坐船暗暗地往旷野地方去。
32. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves.
这是主耶稣教导门徒在忙碌的生活当中要能够有这种安静独处的时间。
Jesus taught his disciples to have this time of solitude in the midst of a very busy schedule.
所以主耶稣跟门徒他们是过着很简单的生活。
Jesus and his disciples led a very simple life.
没有简单的生活就不太可能有这种安静独处的时间。
Without a simple lifestyle, it is not likely that we can have a time of solitude and quietness.
那在这种安静独处的时间呢？我们才能够调整我们才能够将我们的眼光从这个世界上把它调整到天上。
It is in this time of solitude that we can turn our gaze from the things of this world to the heavenly things.
在哥罗西书第三章说，我们要思念上面的事。
The book of Colossians chapter 3 says that we must meditate on the things above.
那这个需要训练。
And this type of meditation on heavenly things requires training.
就是训练自己能够拥有安静的时间。
We need to train ourselves to have this time of quietness.
真的，我们这样来训练我们真的会去尝到里头的甜美。
If we truly train ourselves to have this time of solitude, we will taste the sweetness.
现在的电子产品都是按键式的。
The digital gadgets of today are all have buttons.
我有时候有点怀念过去那种旋钮式的。
Oh, they have touch screens, and I sometimes miss those things that were analog.
比如说收音机。
For example, radios.
你现在那个 digital 的，你就 107.9 就是那个 family radio。
For example, in a digital radio, you can just punch in the station.
那过去呢，你要用转的，要去调它的那个频率。
In the past, you had to turn the dial to find the station.
杂音很多。
There was a lot of static.
你要慢慢的调。
And you had to slowly turn the dial.
甚至有时候你要转一下，把收音机换一下方向。
Sometimes you needed to even turn the radio to find the station.
突然间你听到声音变得非常的清晰。
And after tweaking it, you would find that the sound would be very clear.
哇，那个感觉非常的好。
And it would make you feel good.
啊，在信仰生活里头，我们就是要有这个动作。
In our own faith, we should also have this kind of have this method.
有时候我们的信仰生活好像很吵杂。
Sometimes our spiritual walk might be very chaotic.
啊，所以有时候我们觉得我是基督徒，但是我怎么不是真的那么平安跟喜乐？
We may say to ourselves we are Christians, but I don't truly feel that I am full of peace and joy.
哦，可能我们的频率啊没有调准。
Maybe it's because we haven't turned our dial to
the frequency.
Our frequency is not right.
哦，因为我们的频率都是收到的是地上的。
And it might be that we are tuned into a frequency of this world.
哦，所以我们调整一下频率。才能够对准天上的。
And it is only when we adjust the frequency that we can tune into the heavenly things.
哦，怎么调呢？
And how do we tune it?
就是需要有安静独处的时间。
We tune it through a time of solitude and quietness.
哦，这样才能够真的让神在我们的心中来栽种，来让它成长。
It is then that God can plant a seed in our hearts and allow it to grow.
哦，这样才能够让我们静下心来听神要告诉我们什么。
Then we are able to quiet our hearts and listen to those things that God is telling us.
哦，这样子我们才能够真正有那种渴慕神的心。
Then we will have a heart that thirsts after God.
哦，这样我们才能够真正来默想圣经。
Then we will be able to really think and meditate on the Bible.
哦，这样子我们才能够真正来思想一些别人好的榜样、好的模范。
Then we can consider the good examples that other people have set.
哦，还有很重要的，我们才能够真正的好好的来思想一些很重要的问题。
Most importantly, it is in this time of solitude that we can think about the important questions of life.
哦，人生有很多很重要的问题。
There are many important questions in life.
哦，但是常常被我们忽略了。
Even though they are very important, we might neglect them.
因为我们缺少了这种安静独处的时间。
We overlook them because we don't have enough of this time of solitude.
那重要的事情没有做正确的决定。
And because we have not considered these important things, we have not made the right decisions.
那所以灵性不会有很大的成长。
Without making the right decisions, we will not have spiritual growth.
请看马太福音第一章。
Let us refer to the book of Matthew, chapter 1.
马太福音第一章二十节。
Matthew, chapter 1, verse 20.
约瑟正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现。
Verse 20. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
啊，这个木匠约瑟啊。他在人生当中遇到一个重要的事情，他需要做决定。
This carpenter called Joseph faced a crucial decision in his life.
所以他自己一个人安静的来想这一个事情。
For this reason, he quietly thought about these things.
结果在这种安静思想当中，天使来向他显现。
During this time of quiet reflection, the angel appeared to him.
哦，当我们在安静思想当中，圣灵会来启发我们。
When we engage in this time of quiet reflection, then the Holy Spirit will reveal things to us.
哦，人生有哪些重要的问题需要我们去想
？What are some of the important questions of life we should meditate?
啊，第一个，我现在为什么而活
？First is what am I living for?
哦，那我这样为这个来活，我值得吗？
And is this thing I'm living for worthwhile?
哦，这个时间过去就不会再回来。
When time passes and it will not return.
哦，我们所以这个问题是很重要。我今天我是为了什么而活
？That is why this question is very important. What am I living for today?
哦，第二个，我们很努力、很用心在做一些事情，我们有没有想我的动机到底是什么？
Secondly, when we are very dedicated and zealous in pursuing certain things, do we ask ourselves, what is our motivation?
动机如果错了， 这些所花的时间花的力量可能是白费了。
If our motivation is wrong, then the time and effort we have spent will have been wasted.
神这么爱我，神给我恩赐，那我如何来用我的恩赐呢？
God loves me so much, and He has given me certain gifts. How am I using these gifts to serve Him?
我们希望我们的生活更好，但是我们有没有想，我应该做怎样的改变，让我的生活更好？
We want to have a better lifestyle, but do we ask ourselves what changes do we need to make to have a better life?
哦，有时候我们只是说我很努力，很努力，我要让生活更好。
Sometimes we might just say, I work so hard to have a better life.
哦，但是我们有没有静下来想想看，我是不是要做一些什么改变？
But have we taken the time to, think about the changes we need to make?
哦，我们都很在意别人怎么来看我们。
We all care about how others see us.
但是我们有没有想过说，我可以做什么，使我在人的面前成为更好的人
？But have we thought what should we do so we can truly become a better person before others？
啊，有时候我们会感叹着说，啊，时间过得好快。
And sometimes we may regretfully say time passes by so quickly.
啊，有好多人说，啊，我已经过了半百了。
And some may say I am already past my midpoint.
那接下来的意思就是说，我不可能再有那五十年。
In other words, I can't bring back these past 50 years.
哦，那我们有没有想过，我应该做什么，使我剩下来的人生比以前更好？
Have we asked ourselves what do we need to do so that the second half of our lives will be even better?
哦，所以安静独处，这真的是一个很好、很重要的自我的信念。
And this spending time in solitude and quietness is a very good self-discipline.
啊，第三个信念，我们要顺服。
The third method of our spiritual discipline is submission.
哦，这个可以让我们一个敬畏神的人对别人没有害怕。
And submission teaches a person who fears God not to be afraid of others.
哦，这个可以让我们对别人没有怨恨。
And it will free us from resentment toward others.
哦，这可以让我们建立起对别人的爱。
And it will help us build up our love for others.
哦，这个就是基督徒的自由。
This is the freedom of a Christian.
哦，基督徒的自由不是用来放纵自己的情欲。
The freedom of a Christian is not to fill our own lusts and desires.
基督徒要用他的自由去服侍别人。
A Christian uses his freedom to serve others.
这个顺服能够让人脱离一些可怕的重担。
And submission allows us to cast off these fearful burdens.
有重担就会阻碍灵性的长进。
If we have burdens, then we will have obstacles to our spiritual growth.
这个不顺服的一个表现呢，就是坚持自己的意见。
When there is a lack of submission, then we will hold on to our own perspective.
哦，这个不顺服的一个表现呢，就是我一定要赢。
Another manifestation of a lack of submission is a desire to win.
哦，所以就会有争执。
This produces quarrels.
在所有的争执当中，一定会失去最好的。
And in the middle of this conflict, we will lose the best alternative.
啊，有一次在河边的这个沙地上，有一只棒哈，那个 clam 哈，它打开了哈，晒太阳。
There was once a clam laying by a river bank, and it was sunbathing.
有一只水鸟啊，看到好机会，就啊伸出它的那个啊那个嘴巴，就夹住咬住了那个棒的肉。
And a water bird saw this as a good opportunity and came to bite the flesh of this clam.
哦，那这个棒啊，也赶快就合起来，把那个鸟的嘴巴给夹住。
This clam quickly closed up and was clamped on the bird's beak.
哦，那两个都很痛。
And both animals were in great pain.
哦，那两个都不愿意 放走对方。
But neither was willing to let the other one go.
所以一个渔夫从那边经过，刚好水鸟跟这个棒都捡起来。
And a fisherman passed by, and he seized this bird and the clam.
所以那个结果就是两个都失去生命。
The result was that both animals lost their lives.
所以争执一定会让我们失去应该拥有的那个最好的。
Therefore, this conflict will make us lose the best option.
那顺服能够让自私不再控制我们。
Submission allows us to be rid of selfishness and its control over us.
那我们如何能够顺服？
How are we to submit?
因为这是圣经的教训，因为这是圣经的原则。
We submit because this is the teaching and the principle of the Bible.
主耶稣要我们在他里头要和睦，要合一。
Jesus wants us to be in harmony with one another.
主耶稣要我们在这个家庭里头要彼此顺服的来互相服侍。
And he desires that we may submit to one another and serve one another.
使徒的教导里头要我们在这个大家庭里头来多看别人的优点。
The apostles also taught that we should look highly upon others.
那顺服也不是没有限度的。
Submission does not mean that we do not draw a line.
这个顺服就是不超越了圣经的真理，圣经的原则。
Submission means to stay within the limitations of the biblical principles.
所以我们训练自己顺服神，顺服人。
We should train ourselves to submit to God and submit to one another.
那我们一定灵性长进，而且成为神所要用的器皿。
As a result, we will grow in our spirituality and we will become instruments of God.
我们一定能够把福音带给人。
We will be able to bring the gospel to others.
我们一定可以带给人医治。
And we can bring healing to them.
我们可以带给人和平。
We can bring them peace.
那我还要再一次强调，必须要有内在的信念，我们才能够支持这个外在的信念。
Finally, I'd like to emphasize that it is only when we have our inner discipline that we can sustain our outward discipline.
否则的话，简单会让人很难以忍受。有的人他没有办法忍受这种过分简单的生活。
Some may not be able to bear a very simplistic life.
为什么有些人在美国他没有办法住下去？因为我们这边一般来讲生活没有那么热闹，比较简单。
And why is it that some cannot adjust to living in the U.S. and it may be because it's simpler and not as hectic and complicated.
这边基本上晚上没有人在街道上很热闹的走来走去。
Generally speaking, we won't see a lot of people walking around at night.
那有些人他晚上就必须要到热闹的地方去走一走，去看一看。
But some may enjoy walking around at night and seeing the sights.
如果没有内在的基础在这种安静单独当中，有人会很烦躁。
If we don't have this internal discipline, we might be impatient in this time of solitude and quietness.
有一些人他一定要到吵杂的热闹的地方。
Some people might really like going to a very noisy and a crowded place.
如果自己一个安静单独的，他就不晓得该做什么，心中就开始很烦躁。
But if they're forced to be in a quiet and lonely place, they might feel very anxious.
如果没有内在的基础，那个顺服到最后会变成是一种的压抑不满。
If we don't have an inner foundation, then submission will be a source of resentment and dissatisfaction.
那甚至会不平，会抱怨。
And it may cause complaints.
我们一起唱诗476首。
Let us sing hymn 476.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let us sing the first and last verse.
啊，我们一起来做结束的祷告。
We will now have our concluding prayer.
啊，灵性的长进啊，不但对我们现在的生活以及将来的得救啊，都有密切的关系。
Spiritual growth is closely related to our current life and our eternal salvation.
啊，我们陆陆续续的啊，一边探讨它的重要，一边提供啊一些方法，我们可以一起来啊一起来做。
We are examining some.The importance of this spiritual growth and also some methods to attain the spiritual development.
我们求主耶稣怜悯我们帮助我们、啊、让我们都能够在实行的当中越做越好灵性越加长进。
We ask God to have mercy on us and to guide us so that we can、grow stronger in our spiritual walk.
那我们也为我们春季的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us also keep our spring spiritual convocation in prayers.
啊，也特别为一些慕道朋友祷告。
And let us keep in mind our two seeking friends.
啊，有人啊，可能在已经在决定要来接受啊，接受救恩，那么这是一个属灵的征战啊，所以我们特别为他们祷告。
Some are in the process of deciding.Whether to receive the salvation, this is a spiritual warfare that requires our intercession in prayer.
好，我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.